you can stop by and pick up your certificate. All right, we do have Jessica Evian from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson. Did you walk over this morning? It's so nice out.
It's beautiful out there. I know. It's really nice out today. I wish we had this weather over the weekend. I could have.
Yeah, our weekends seem to kind of be.
It was kind of cold and windy, and I didn't get anything done outside like I could today. So,
Maybe we need to work on the weekends and take Tuesdays off.
It wouldn't matter. I lost count of what day it is anyway.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
It is a little crazy. So, but yes, Mike, you're right. I do have a birthday, but, you know, when you get to be my age, there's not as much fun.
You're right. It's just another day. You can forget about that one coming around.
That's right. I go buy myself some coffee and just, call it a day.
There you go.
But yes, we are surviving. We are trying to have fun with our residents. Of course, it's been about a month since we closed our door to any visitors and family members, which has been really hard for both the families and the residents. The residents are they're troopers, though. I tell you what, they are handling this very well, and they are very thankful. I get a lot of thank yous from them for keeping them safe. Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of a trying time for all of us. We are trying to have some fun days. I've kind of relaxed our dress policies. You can see a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where a lot of us are wearing scrubs and t-shirts to work right now, which is kind of fun. One day we wore PJs and I thought, whoa, I could get used to this too, wearing my PJs to
work.
Jessica's
got her Reba t-shirt on today.
I got my Reba shirt on today. Awesome. So we're sporting the music industry today. We had a wacky day and we had a sports day. So we're trying to, celebrate all those different industries. And right now we are, we do have our therapists and our hospice people still coming in to provide services to the residents. They do have to mask and they do have to wear a gown while they in our facility. All of my staff are now wearing masks in the facility.
And that's what PPE stands for.
That's what PPE stands for, personal protective equipment. I know I was having a conversation with someone, my family members, and they're like, all right, what is a PPE? So we are doing that. Our residents now, some of them have gotten masks and are starting to wear them when they come out of their rooms. They still can come out of their rooms and do some things like go to rehab and, get on the new step. We just have one person in there at a time. So we've gotten some residents outside. We've done some roll and strolls. We've sat on the patio and just enjoy the fresh air when we can. Right now we're kind of a combined masking policy. We want to thank Deb Eklund for providing a lot of the cloth masks for our facility. She's been wonderful to give all of our staff cloth masks.
And those are able to be washed and reused.
Yes. That's right. We put a coffee filter. I put a coffee filter in mine. Someone suggested, if you have some of those old vacuum bags that you don't really use anymore, you can put those, cut pieces and put those in there. And then they can be washed every day as we wear them because they do get dirty, especially like me. I wear makeup, so they get dirty a lot. So, we're doing that. We want to give a shout out to Deb again. And both our skilled nursing and assisted living do the same thing. So it's not different right now in any facility. We're trying to keep them the same provided by, the same rules. We want to thank our providers. We've started doing telehealth in our buildings. Good Sam sent us 3 iPads just here this last week. So 2 for the SNF and 1 for the assisted living to do telehealth, to do Zooms, to do WebEx, whatever venue we can find that will work. And, use those to see our providers and to and get the same care that we expect from our providers. So, it's been great. We have all our meetings social distance in our activity room. Yeah. So, we're doing that. The governor has really relaxed rules, and the president has really relaxed rules in the nursing homes right now. We know we are probably going to need some more staff in the future if this does hit our area and does hit our staffing. So he's allowed us, if you've been a nurse aide before, He's relaxed the requirements to become a temporary nurse aide for right now for the next 3 months. So if you are looking at one of the businesses that have closed or are looking at filing unemployment, we encourage you, if you've been in nursing before or nurse aide before, to come seek us out. We can do some hiring for a temporary nurse aide license. It's a very it's online class, and then just some competency in the building, and we can do the competencies to help us out during this time. And also, if you've ever like cooked before and you've at a place where maybe they've or let you go because they're not cooking as much, we encourage you to call us, because we do feel in the future we may need some people to help us as this does, you know, continues to come towards us. So, so if you are looking at something like that, just give me a call. We can talk through some of those details. Like I said, this would be temporary positions for us. I just encourage everyone to Zoom for Easter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't gather.
Or Facebook Live, or whatever you can do.
Don't get together. That would be great, because we are, you know, really fighting this hard on the front lines here. And we could just use everybody's help with that. So just ask that nobody gather for Easter. I've asked my staff not to actually leave Holt County anymore. So. Yeah. If they can do that, just to stay home and go to and from work as much as they possibly can. So just encourage people to still have fun at home. We had a family pool tourney Friday night. Oh, yeah, the EB family pool tourney. It was quite interesting and pretty loud. So, just encourage everyone to find some fun things to do at home. And I don't know if they're like me, they're getting a lot of cleaning done.
Uh-huh. Or sorting.
Or
purging.
Yes. All of those things and above, scrapbooking that are sitting there for 4 or 5 years that I haven't gotten to. So do some of those things. But we just encourage our families to continue to call, continue to reach out with notes and letters and cards. And right now we're still allowing homemade goods to come into our, you know, families are making them for their specific loved one. And we're still allowing that. I do feel that will come to an end soon, just because as this virus gets closer to Holt County and in Holt County, that will probably end also. So we do spray all of our packages when they come in or wipe them down as much as we can, but we can't. We're just trying to control our environment as much as we can. So that's the news.
That's right. Everybody be safe.
Everybody be safe.
The staff and all the residents, happy Easter.
Yes, wash hands, wash hands, wash hands.
There you go.
That's the best defense.
That's right. So, Jessica, thanks for coming in. Yes. And like we said, if they have any concerns about if their family members are there or they want to know what's going on, they can always call.
They can always call. Always call us. We do send out weekly or twice a week. Christy has everyone either on an email or a text, and we do communicate with our families at least weekly on what's going on and try to keep them in the loop of what we're doing. So, yeah, right. We just want to wish everybody happy Easter and enjoy this nice weather this week.
You bet. That's right. All thanks, right, Jessica.
You bet.
Jessica Eby from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson.